Hi, Michelle Florendo here, and welcome to Ask a Decision Engineer. Listen in and find out how to untangle big decisions with less stress and more clarity. In past episodes, I've talked about the importance of the three components of any decision. And on today's show, we'll talk about what is probably the most important component, objectives. I'll be sharing what they are, why they're important, and how you can ensure you have a good set of objectives before you start any decision. All right, let's talk about objectives. Objectives are what it is that you want in the outcome of a decision. What is it that matters? What is this decision for? Objectives are so simple, but are often overlooked in this society that is more obsessed with the option you picked as opposed to your process for arriving at the decision. The reason why objectives are so important is because trying to embark on a decision without articulating your objectives is like setting out on a boat without a destination in mind. You could put a lot of energy into paddling, but if you don't know where you want to end up, you could end up going in circles. Or, without a destination in mind, you might stop paddling and let yourself be carried by the tides and currents, which may or may not actually be aligned with where you want to end up. So the next time you're embarking on a big decision, the first thing that you can do to become a better decision maker is to simply take time to reflect on what your objectives are. You may want to take a moment to fast forward into the future after you've made the decision and you're really happy with the outcome. What does that look like? What does a day in that life feel like? After you've taken a moment to really immerse yourself in what that future state is like, take some time to write those things down so that you don't forget what they are and you can use them to figure out how is it that you can make the best decision possible when you tackle it. Most people skip this step of making the implicit explicit. So if you take the time to articulate your objectives and write them down, you've already improved your process a bit more than what the general population does. Now, once you've articulated what your objectives are, the next step is to refine them. I'll give you a few tips for really checking and refining whether this list of objectives has really captured what you want it to capture. One of the first things that you can do when refining your objectives is to really assess where are these objectives coming from. We tend to get really strong signaling from external parties, parents, family, friends, society, about what it is that we should want. But just because these external sources say that we should want something doesn't mean that it'll actually make us happy in the end. Thinking back, growing up, I was socialized to believe that the path to success was to study hard, do well in school, graduate from college, then get a good job. And I did all those things and thought I was set. Until I realized that doing all of those things didn't quite make me happy in the end. It wasn't until I reflected on what I really wanted and in what ways was that different from what I was told I should want that I was able to make decisions that helped me feel more fulfilled in life. As you're looking at your list of objectives, try to assess, where are these objectives coming from? Are they coming from you? Are they welling up from your insides? Or are they coming from external parties? And once you identify that, what then do you want to do with those objectives? Once you figure out what your objectives are, it isn't as if you're set for life. Self-reflection about your objectives is an ongoing process. I once had a client who hired me to help her resolve what she called the churn. Though she was very happy and successful initially in her career, in recent years, she saw a pattern emerge. She would grow bored and unhappy at her job, then sought out a new one. And when she found one that seemed more exciting, she found that after she switched, it was okay, but after a while she would just feel bored and unhappy again. In our work together, we discovered that when she sought out new jobs, what she was doing was she was using the objectives that were important to her earlier on in her career. However, given where she was at in life now, her objectives had changed. Once we were able to distinguish what her current objectives were versus her past objectives, she was able to find a role that was more aligned with what she really wanted and was more fulfilling. So, as you're looking at these objectives that you've articulated, also reflect on whether these objectives are really current, or are they a remnant of the past? And if they are a remnant of the past, are there any adjustments that you should be making now? And keep in mind, it's totally fine for things to change. Just because you have a new set of objectives now doesn't mean that the past set of objectives was wrong. All it means is that what you felt is important to you at this point in time is different, and that's fine. Another thing that you can check for is to see whether each of your objectives is really the end goal or a means to an end. Sometimes people will try to optimize for an objective like money, but after attaining that objective, still don't feel satisfied. This often happens when people focus on objectives that are a means to an end without actually identifying the end goal. Money is a good example of a means objective. Accruing money is usually not as important as what you want that money to make possible. So what is it that money is for? For achieving financial security? To be able to help your family? To be able to demonstrate a certain level of status? Or to help you attain a certain lifestyle? Is it to help you bootstrap an entrepreneurial endeavor? Or is it to help you save for something big on the horizon? When you look at your set of objectives, with each one you may want to ask yourself, why? Why is this important? And as you keep asking that question, it'll help you drill down to really whether that objective is a means or whether it's really the end goal. Okay. Once you've articulated your objectives and you've refined them by doing those three checks that I just mentioned, are they coming from external or internal sources? Are they past? Are they current? Are they means to an end or actually the end goal? You'll be in good shape. If you've already refined your objectives doing those checks and want to go a step further, or maybe you want to know what is it that really distinguishes okay decision makers from really, really skilled decision makers, here are a couple more tips that you can use. The first pro tip I have, if you really want to take your decision making to the next level, is to ask yourself, are your objectives measurable? Like really measurable, not just directional in terms of more money is better, but really, do you have specifics about what's a livable range? Are your objectives defined with enough specificity so that you can tell when you've satisfied them? Having objectives that aren't measurable is like setting out on a boat without a compass. You could have a destination in mind, but if you have no way of telling whether you're moving in the right direction, you won't ever arrive. So for example, I had a client who said work-life balance was an objective of his. What does that actually look like? Once we drilled down into things, he said, being home for dinner with his family at least 4 nights a week is what that looked like. Being able to have measurable objectives is like putting a stake in the ground. It allows you to discern how close or how far off course you are, enabling you to better evaluate the options you have or even course correct when there's an opportunity to. The second pro tip I'd offer is knowing what your priorities are even among the objectives you've defined. We live in a society that encourages us to want it all and believe that we can have it all. And so it's no wonder that so many people get stuck in the disappointment of not being able to have it all. And when they're stuck in that disappointment, it becomes super hard to make decisions moving forward. Being a good decision maker is not actually just about getting everything you want. The best decision makers are ones who recognize that in most cases, you can't optimize on all of your objectives at the same time. So what is it that the best decision makers do? They've often thought ahead about which objectives are higher priority than others, and may have even gone to the lengths of understanding which trade-offs they'd be willing to make if needed. To recap, if you want to improve your decision-making, especially in this area of objectives, here are the things that you can do. First step is making the implicit explicit by actually sitting down, thinking about, and writing out what your objectives are. Once you've articulated your objectives and written them down, then you can examine them and refine them by doing three checks. Are they coming from external sources or internal sources? Are they past or are they current? Are they a means to an end or are they actually the end goal? After you get used to articulating your objectives and refining them with those checks, you can take your decision-making to the next level by really focusing on, one, are these objectives measurable? And two, what are your priorities among these objectives? Remember, every decision starts with objectives. And by putting in that work up front to ensure that you have a good and robust list of objectives, it'll make it easier to ensure your decisions are aligned with what you actually want in the end. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you know of someone who might benefit from learning more about how to make good decisions, please send them a link to our website, askadecisionengineer.com. The website, askadecisionengineer.com, is also the place to go if you're interested in more resources on decision making or would like to submit a question to potentially be answered on a future episode. Again, this is Michelle Florendo from Ask a Decision Engineer. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.